Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Spiegel and Holmes.
We're not afraid to remind people when we've had something correct.
That should be a tagline for this show.
Who taught you how to do this stuff?
You, all right?
I learned it from watching you, Lawrence.
I learned it by watching you.
Afternoons on The Score.
Able to reveal your starting left tackle.
Yeah, I'll go with Braxton.
So there's more to that story, and we're going to get to it momentarily. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show. We are glad that you are part of the show today. We are cut short today for a little bit of baseball, but you're going to get back a little bit of baseball tomorrow. Tune in tomorrow between 2 and 5 p.m. as Speaks brings you a special edition of Hit and Run right here on The Score. We'll break down the Cubs' playoff berth and look ahead to baseball's postseason. That's tomorrow from 2 to 5 on The Score and the Odyssey app.
So, Lawrence, the Braxton Jones thing has always felt like, well, that's what we got to do from Ben Johnson's perspective. Like he's talked about, I want him to lose slower in terms of his battles on the pass block. He's also said, well, it's not like it's great every time, but it's the best we got. And now this past week, we saw Theo Benedet get 11 snaps, the same ones that Tyson Bagent got when that game was out of reach in Detroit. So what kind of update did we get on left tackle today?
Yeah, well, why don't we start with him talking specifically about the position and then him getting into Braxton Jones as an individual?
At left tackle, you left things very open-ended going into the season about your plans there that you'd be evaluating. Has Braxton convinced you, or is that still very much
open? Yeah, each week we evaluate everybody on the roster, and so if a guy's playing well, you know, we let them know that and say that they're playing winning football for us, and if guys aren't doing well, then we have to look into how do we help them and put them in a better spot to succeed, or do we need to get somebody else in there? So that's a conversation we have for every player on the roster. We'll see where we go each week, and you'll see on game day.
Well, what about specifically with Braxton? I mean, Joe Tooney is not at risk each week of being benched. What is your assessment of Braxton right now?
Braxton is – he's doing a good job in terms of knowing the game plan. I think he started the first half of each game really strongly, and we probably haven't had the second half finish that we wanted.
He's also there, man. Speaks.
Leary is around. He knows the game plan well. He started well. So has he lost stamina and steam because of the injury? And that's their concern. That's one way to frame it, obviously, and could explain the Benedet snaps.
But the thing is that why didn't you take that into account? This is why, like, them not targeting left tackle as a position of need is problematic organizationally. And then
they did and blew it, though. Don't you think that the GM said, look, this kid can play left. And then they got to camp and his second round pick from BC can't play left. And he's basically a backup right to a guy who should be here for another 8 or 9 years at right tackle. That's one of the worst draft picks in recent memory, if that's what's going to end up with it.
Yeah, but that's a project. And that you shouldn't do a project with your second round pick.
No, they blew it. But I told you, 13 linemen drafted in the first or second round, they've all started a game. Ozzie Trapillo can't even dress. Like, Poles really screwed this the left tackle position. So you're right that it's an organizational problem.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
So what about Ozzie Trapillo? We got an update on how he's been doing and what Ben Johnson might do with him.
With Ozzie, it's with all these rookies. We're developing trust. And so what do we do with Ozzie? We start him on the left side. We made the decision that that wasn't the best spot for him. And so we moved him back over on the right side. He's getting better every day. Just made a comment to the O-line coaches this morning about how much improved he looks in individual and, you know, some of the run stuff that we're doing on Wednesdays and pads. And he's really showing up. So he's coming along. And, you know, there'll be a point this season where he's playing for us. You know, is that this week or is that a few weeks down the road? I don't know. But he's preparing as if he's ready to go.
Speaks, I want to get your thoughts on that. But poor Alex, you can't yeah. see him. Just head in his hands during that answer. So I want to know why, Alex. Why was your head in your hands when you heard Ben Johnson say that about Ozzie Trapillo?
Because everybody that you talked to before the draft said that Ozzie Trapillo was a right tackle. He is a lot of people said, oh, maybe he could start right away at right tackle.
With the idea being take Darnell and yes. move him over to left tackle.
So they thought that they were going to move him to left tackle when clearly the rest of the league and a lot of the people that broke down the tape of him did not think that he was a left tackle.
Look, I don't think there's another way to interpret what has gone on here than this. Ryan Poles decided that Ozzie Trapillo could be a left tackle because I'm the line guy, and he handed him to Ben Johnson and Dan Rauschar, who looked at him and said, he's not a left tackle. What the hell is wrong with you, Mr. Poles? And so they put him back at right, and they're not going to move Darnell yet. They're going to survive for a while. And now Ben is trying to give Ozzie a chance to grow into this. And at some point, when they're out of playoff contention and this season is transitioned, or when he thinks Ozzie has learned it enough, they'll give him a shot to show it. But you don't just get handed a position for Ben Johnson because the GM handed you as a player to him.
Here's the thing. I don't like the divorcing of Dan Rauschar and Ben Johnson from the Ozzie Trapillo move.
I know you don't.
I don't like it at all, because if you have a coach or coaches that you trust, then you're going to take their opinion on players. And if you got to that point and those guys were vehement about, hey, this guy is not a left tackle, not in what we want to do, that he's not a left tackle. If you're taking him, you're taking him as a project, and I don't think that makes sense. That means that your organizational problems are still as bad as they've ever been. If Poles ends up superseding what his coaches saw on tape to get a guy in there just because he went to BC.
Well, but you know how those rooms work, where sometimes the GM wins one and sometimes the coaches win one. And it's supposed to be the coach. And I was talking big about how it's all coach, it's all coach, it's all coach. But it seems to be that the GM still won a couple. And he's the line guy. Look at me. I played line. I know line. BC is my connect. And he clearly effing doesn't. Right now that looks like a real bad pick. I hear you. I know you don't like the divorcing. I just think that's what happened.
Well, if that is what happened, then what are we doing? Then this whole thing is doomed. If it continues to be this way with a guy being emboldened with an extension with Ryan Poles, if the coaches were not involved in that decision, that's bad. If the coaches were involved in that decision,
sure,
it's bad.
But if they were involved and it still goes the GM's way, this is a data point that moves towards the coaches, and that's a good thing. So maybe, maybe finally the GM will be like, all right, yeah, I guess I don't really know. I thought I knew. My bad. I hear you. Or he'll bend to them a little bit more. Now, I think it's part of the process of Ben taking over.
Okay, but I don't want us to then be like, hey, Colson Loveland is Ben Johnson's guy, and Ozzie Trapillo is Ryan Poles' guy. This was a collective. This was the guy that you brought in because he was the hottest coach in the game, and that you wanted him there. And
yeah.
And if you're not listening to him on draft day in his first draft, then when are you ever going to listen to him?
But they all wear the blame for everything. It is not binary. You and I can both see, and we hate when things get completely binary. So this is a good discussion, because a lot of times when you still talk, in the end, one of you goes, all right, I'll let you have this. And then when it goes bad, yeah, you got to point to the person who made that decision, who really pushed it over the edge, and say, next time, could you listen to me? You know, these debates happen and these outcomes happen. It's a bad outcome right now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.